Good morning, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Normally, I do weird, strange podcasts about twins named Fred and Ed, or I do technology podcasts. Today, we're doing a technology podcast, but a little bit different. A little over a year and a half ago, I began backing a project called BloomSky. And one of the things that BloomSky was going to offer was the ability to have time-lapse video from a weather station located outside of your house of the day. At first, you know, I thought, man, that's a really cool idea. I really like that. So I backed the project. Got the device, had a couple of glitches. You have to redo your network a little bit so you have some safe network components for that type of activity. But I also, you know, learned quite a bit about kind of how do you really kind of drive and deliver kind of the end game of yesterday's weather. So I once I started getting the video, and they're, you know, they average between 11 and 22 seconds long, and they cover, you know, the day from a perspective of, you know, all the things that happen in the day looking up. So weather. And I can honestly say I've captured snow, I've captured rain, I've captured blue skies. One of my favorite things is looking up and seeing the contrails of a jet, or the contrail of a jet, excuse me, singular when it's a singular jet. Contrails when it's multiple jets, contrail when it's a single jet. The contrail of a jet as it flows across the sky, because the time lapse lets you see it beginning and end. It's really kind of cool. I've also enjoyed taking pictures of the sky, and of course, being a weather geek, I also enjoy being able to review what happened yesterday. So I started my YouTube channel, which I had before for other videos, mostly family and you know, other images that I've shared in the past, but I decided instead now I was going to fill it up with yesterday's weather. Time-lapse video of what happened yesterday. And so I've been posting yesterday's weather. I think I've posted a couple hundred of them, very similar to, you know, kind of a 20-second vignette of what yesterday was. And it's kind of been something, you know, I've kind of had some tongue-in-cheek fun poking at, you know, the weather reality, right? Weather people, you know, use computer-based models to come up with what's possible. But the reality is there are a lot of variables in the weather world that make it really difficult to guarantee the variables will happen. I always tell people, you know, look at weather as a concept of evolution. If you look at the models that they draw of a hurricane when it's in the Caribbean versus when it's, you know, about to touch land in the U.S., the models are very different, right? What happens next is critical. Irma, the last hurricane that hit Florida, you know, veered inland in an unexpected way. Really, ultimately, probably a significantly less impact. It was a horrible storm, awful impact, really, really bad impact, but it could have been worse. And so, you know, get that reality. Unfortunately, the other two hurricanes that hit the U.S. this year didn't actually veer off. The one that nearly destroyed, just a huge chunk of Puerto Rico, and the one that nearly destroyed Houston. So it's kind of a, you know, hit or miss. But the reality of weather is that you can make these predictions, be it bold or not bold, as to what's going to happen. How's it going to happen? Loosely in the confines of kind of where things are. So, as you look at, think about, and kind of move forward in the reality of, you know, looking at weather, consider the BloomSky system. I've really enjoyed having one. I really love posting the time-lapse video. I also really love having the ability to make, kind of tongue-in-cheek pokes at weather people because, you know, frankly, as I say in the tagline of my post normally, you know, yesterday's weather forecast. I'm always right. I have never missed a single forecast of what yesterday's weather was. And so because of that, you know, I'm at 100% forecast accuracy. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, you think about it. Anyway, consider BloomSky. And in the podcast, I will include a link to my YouTube channel. Please feel free to subscribe, and you'll get yesterday's weather. It's never wrong. It's always on time, and it's always right. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a great day.